Does it feel like your thoughts have taken control of who you are? It's time to take that control back. Hello, everybody. Happy Monday, and welcome to our daily ritual. I'm Reese Brown, and today we are going to focus on the first pillar of coherence, which is the self that manifests as well-being. This is an offered intention, but of course, if there is something else you're working on or that you would like to bring into today's session, I more than welcome you to do so. To begin, I am going to light some sage to cleanse our shared space. And as I do so, I invite you to close your eyes or soften your vision, of course, if it is safe to do so. And slowly begin to deepen your breath. As your breathing deepens, focus on really filling up those lungs, letting the air fill your belly, your chest, all sides of your rib cage, even your back. If there's any areas that feel a little tight, send the breath there. And just notice as the body starts to wake up. Whatever is arising in this moment, let it be. Just notice and let it pass like a cloud in the sky. Here in a moment, I am going to invite you to take a deep breath with me. And when we do take this breath together, I want you to make it the deepest breath of the day so far. Whenever you are ready, take that deep breath in. And keep inhaling, expanding your lungs, and exhale. And tune into the collective. To all of the beautiful people joining us, communing with us across space and time, sharing this breath, and sharing this ritual. You can slowly allow your breathing to return to a comfortable rhythm. And when you're ready, gently open your eyes. I am going to start shuffling our cards for today, and as I do so, I invite you to tune back into that theme, that intention of the self, and any intention that you may have set before today's practice as well. I've been thinking a lot about the self this week, actually. That has been kind of my recent theme, and a lot about shadow work specifically, actually. How is your relationship with your shadow right now? Are you familiar with your shadow? Are you familiar with shadow work? Is this something that y'all would be interested in my thoughts in? Let me know. Where are the places that you give yourself grace? And where are the places that maybe you're a little hard on yourself? Are there places that you would like to hold yourself more accountable, or places that you would like to be gentler with yourself? Okay. My friends always make fun of me for sighing, and so now every time I sigh or make a noise, I just always think of them and it makes me laugh. Our card today is the Queen of Swords in reverse. We have the beautiful regal queen on her ornate throne, and a beautiful golden crown on her head with some storm clouds in the distance and a single bird up above her, wielding her righteous sword in front of her and the other hand open, moving forward. The Queen of Swords is sharp. She is sharp. She, I mean, as we've talked about the different elements that go with each of the suits and the different facets that they create, Swords is the suit of the mind, of the higher mind, and to be a queen of your intellect is supreme rulership over your mind, control over your thoughts as a ruler, almost viewing your mind as a separate entity from yourself. And to get the Queen of Swords in reverse is telling us that we are letting our mind rule us. When we think about the self, we have this, everyone has a self-conception, right? Whether or not, there's so many philosophical debates and arguments about what is the self and whether or not the self actually exists and all of these things. But whatever your definition of self is, whether that includes or is the mind or not, even with this Cartesian idea of I think, therefore I am, we know that we are not our thoughts. Even if our thoughts give rise to the idea of a self, we know that that relationship is not equal. It's like squares and rectangles, right? Just because one, the mind is part of the self, does not mean that the self is part of the mind. And here, we are letting the mind, the thoughts, run amok in our palace, our Sherlockian mind palace, right? We have this beautiful conception of self that is not just our thoughts and not just our gut instinct and not just our intuition and not just our soul or spirit or all of these different things, right? And yet, there has been a lot of control handed over to the mind. This is a call to be careful with the amount of weight you place on your own thoughts. I mean, the questions that were popping up as I was shuffling the cards. Where are the areas that you're too hard on yourself? Where are the areas that you need to give yourself more grace? Are there areas that you want to hold yourself a little bit more accountable? This doesn't feel like that, though. This feels like letting your mind bully you, and it has taken control of the self, as opposed to you wielding the sword of your mind as the tool that it is. In the Queen of Swords, there are these storm clouds in the back. She uses the cutting intellect of her sword to cut through, cut down those storm clouds to say, no, they are not here. And when we pick up our sword of the mind, that's what happens. The storm clouds of anxiousness, of stress, of difficult thoughts become easier to manage because we know that we have an active choice in how we talk to ourselves and how we communicate with ourselves. The mind does not get to decide when and how storm clouds roll through. We do. And we can use the mind to make that call, to open and close the gates, to both loose and capture. As we move into our mantra for today, inspired by the Queen of Swords in reverse and our intention slash theme of the self that manifests as well-being, as well as any intention that you may have set, our mantra is going to be, I am not my mind. When I develop mantras, sometimes I want to like get tricky with it and come up with something really like cool and fancy, but sacred simplicity, man. There is something about, okay, if this is really what it is and we can boil it down into that nutshell, there's something so powerful about that and about not needing to stray from it. So let's keep it with that sacredly simple. I am not my mind. Here in a moment, I'm going to invite you to take another deep breath with me. And on the exhale, we will repeat our mantra of I am not my mind. Okay. Whenever you are ready, go ahead and take that deep breath in. And exhale, repeating the mantra, I am not my mind. Your mind may be a part of you, but you are so much more than just that. For practice today, I want us to do something to get into our body and remind us of the physicality and groundedness that comes with that. And I'll leave it a little open-ended. If that is a moment where you jump up and down a few times and you really feel your feet pound into the ground, or you go outside with your bare feet and walk on the grass for a minute, or even one of my favorite grounding techniques within anxiety is to actually just feel the texture of something. And you're almost always wearing clothes, so if anxiety comes upon you, I usually do whatever pants I have on and kind of feel the fabric there, but you could also do your sleeves, right? And just feel the texture of that, and that helps ground you back into your body. Just take a few moments and do something that is evocative of our physical nature, of the fact that we are more than a mind, because we are this body, we are grounded in this reality, and really remind, interesting, remind to not just the mind, but to also the body. Remind in the body, remind in the soul. And again, based on whatever definition of self you're working from, remind. Adding a hyphen in there if you couldn't hear the hyphen. Silly. Let me know in the comments down below what you define the self as, how you define the concept of self or yourself. If it's not a concept you've thought of, what are your first thoughts? I would really love to know. Thank you all so very much for being a part of our daily ritual. Please share this ritual with anyone that you think would really enjoy it or could use this reminder today. And I am very much looking forward to seeing you all right back here tomorrow. Our Daily Ritual is a podcast by the Cohere Collective that helps you build purpose and coherence into your daily routine. Wherever you are listening or watching, please subscribe or follow and leave this video a like, 5-star rating, and a review. These are the best ways to support the Cohere Collective and our daily ritual and allow me to keep making content just like this for all of y'all. If you're curious about the Cohere Collective, our story, content, or other offerings, you can head on over to www.thecoherecollective.com to learn more. And a big thank you to Puddington Bear for our daily rituals theme music. As always, I hope you feel like you are living more coherently. Until next time, love.